We all want to age well, so let's learn from those who already have. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Emily Rogalski, Rosalind Franklin Professor and Director of the Healthy Aging and Alzheimer's Research Care Center at the University of Chicago, delves into the secrets.
What if living to age 80 or beyond didn't mean losing your memory, but instead retaining it as sharp as someone 30 years younger? That's the extraordinary reality for a rare group called superagers. These individuals, age 80 and older, demonstrate exceptional memory skills, defying the usual cognitive declines associated with aging. Superagers offer a unique lens to study the biology of brain aging, resilience, and resistance. By exploring what keeps their memories intact, researchers aim to identify strategies to maintain cognitive health and stave off Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. The initiative's multidisciplinary approach includes brain imaging, genetic testing, and biospecimen analysis, alongside cutting-edge wearable technologies. Participants' sleep, physical activity, and social engagement are tracked to uncover patterns that might protect against cognitive decline. Importantly, the Superaging Research Initiative prioritizes diversity, striving to include participants from various backgrounds to ensure findings benefit everyone. By studying superagers, researchers hope to reveal modifiable factors, lifestyle changes, or interventions that could help others preserve memory and quality of life into old age. In our early biologic studies, we discovered that the thickness of the cortex, or the outer layer of the brain, is thicker, resembling that of a 50-year-old rather than an 80-year-old. From a lifestyle standpoint, superagers tend to endure strong social connections with others. The promise of this research isn't just understanding these exceptional individuals, but using their insights to promote healthier aging for all.
That was Emily Rogalski of the University of Chicago. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.